Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. If I were to ask you about Alfred Kinsey, you might tell me that he was a noted behavioral scientist. You might also mention the acclaimed movie that focused on his life. What you might be surprised to discover is that he had a profound love of music. This week on Harmonia, we'll explore Kinsey's secret love, his record collections, and the music and musicians he admired. Our new release segment will feature a new CD of music for recorder and harp. Music of Jakob van Eyck. His variations on Amarilli Mia Bella were performed by recorder-player Pamela Thorby and harpist Andrew Lawrence King. Their performance is part of a new Lynn record label release entitled Garden of Early Delights. The famed biologist and behavioral scientist Alfred C. Kinsey revealed a lifelong love of music in a 1956 article for High Fidelity magazine. Published in the same year he passed away, Kinsey's love was previously known only to close friends and colleagues, as well as his family. He began the article by posing a question, quote, "There is a science of sound and an art of music. As a scientist, I am supposed to be interested in the science of sound and not in the art of music. Or am I?" End quote. We go on to learn that Kinsey's high school years were spent amassing a record collection, the first of three he would have throughout his life. Given that his family had little money to spend on such luxuries, he managed to acquire records by requesting them as gifts for birthdays and Christmases. He also bought them himself from the money he earned teaching piano lessons. For the rest of the article, Kinsey writes about the music and the type of records that made up each collection. We discover that music from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Classical periods was an integral part of them. He was especially fond of Mozart, and at one point proclaimed his recording of Leon Goossen's 1933 performance of the Oboe Quartet to be definitive. we heard the final two movements from Mozart's Oboe Quartet in F major. Oboist Leon Goossens was joined by members of the Lehner String Quartet, recorded in 1933. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music that was part of Alfred Kinsey's record collection, which he described in a 1956 article for High Fidelity. With warmth and humor, Kinsey extols the virtues of records by describing how each of his collections was influenced by every major development in recording technology, not to mention the greater length and variety of music. The first one was comprised of primarily what he described as pancake pre-electric records, which were then set aside for a second collection at the advent of electric recordings. The third was made up of LPs, or long playing records. One ensemble that Kinsey made notable mention of was the Flanzelay String Quartet, which he praised for having recorded entire quartets. Apparently this was somewhat of a rarity in those days. He also expressed what he called lasting regret that the quartet broke up before electric recording reached its zenith. We'll hear the Flanzelays perform the final two movements from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 16 in F major, Opus 135, recorded sometime in 1926 or 27.
Thank you.
We heard the Flanzelay String Quartet perform the third and fourth movements from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 16 in F major, Opus 135. The ensemble originally recorded the work towards the end of the 1920s. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring a few of Alfred C. Kinsey's favorite recording artists. Among the numerous discoveries we make surrounding Kinsey's love of music is the regular events he held at his Bloomington home from 1930 onward. For nearly three decades, he held record-playing evenings once a week when he was in town. His guests included musicians, university colleagues, as well as scientists, which he listed as, quote, an astronomer, an endocrinologist, a plant geneticist, a student of fungi, a geologist, a couple of mathematicians, a chemist, two zoologists, and some others. We'll hear one of the artists whose performances Kinsey enjoyed and had as part of his record collection, the Polish harpsichordist Wanda Landowska. She'll perform three sonatas by Scarlatti, recorded in Paris shortly before the German occupation, around 1940. The distant sound of anti-aircraft gunfire is heard briefly during the first sonata. Thank you. music of Domenico Scarlatti, Wanda Landowska performed three of his sonatas in a recording dating back to 1940. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring some of the music and artists from Alfred Kinsey's article, Music and Love, from a 1956 issue of High Fidelity magazine. Handel, Bach, Purcell, and Gabrielli were all composers whose music Kinsey was acquainted with. We don't know which works he owned, but we do know he found pleasure in their variety. One can only imagine how he would have reacted to hearing pieces by Giovanni Gabrielli performed on today's period instruments. We heard Musica Fiata perform three works by Giovanni Gabrielli, a toccata, the motet Buccinate in Neomenia Tuba, and finally, the Canzona 17 for 12 players. Roland Wilson directed the ensemble. Our new release of the week is titled Garden of Early Delights and features 16th and 17th century music for recorder and harp. Former Palladian Ensemble member Pamela Thorby is joined by harpist Andrew Lawrence King in an offering on the Lynn record label. We'll hear Bassano's Frese Gaillard, followed by Jakob van Eyck's Beaufont.
Thank you.
Van Eyck's Buffon was preceded by Fraise et Gaillard by Giovanni Bassano. Pamela Thorby and Andrew Lawrence King performed in a new Lynn label release of music for recorder and harp. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, music for weddings and other special occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.